USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Midterm elections are just 1 week away and the polls are tightening, especially in battleground states that could determine the shift of power in the House and Senate. Bankrate.com released a new survey of how Americans see their finances since President Biden took office, and there's a contrast based on age groups and party affiliation.
It tends to be the case that younger Americans said they were faring relatively better, older Americans faring relatively worse, and perhaps it should not come as a surprise that, broadly speaking, Democrats were saying that their finances were faring better. Better relative to Republicans.
Mark Hamrick, senior analyst with Bankrate.com, that audio courtesy of News Nation. Pfizer says it will seek FDA approval this year for its RSV vaccine. The drug company saying it has enough promising data on its vaccine that it will end enrollment in its study and submit it for approval. United Airlines pilots are overwhelmingly rejecting a tentative deal that included a 17% raise. The Airline Pilots Association said 94% of United's roughly 14,000 pilots voted against the agreement. A union spokesman saying the offer fell short of the contract United pilots have earned and deserve after leading the airline through the pandemic and back to profitability. The Environmental Protection Agency is planning to increase testing of children for lead exposure. Midwest states are among the top in the nation for the number of children who test positive for lead in their blood. Nebraska's tops in the nation, followed by Missouri, Michigan, and Iowa.
Some groups of children are more often exposed to lead. Non-Hispanic black children and children living under the federal poverty levels are more than twice as likely to have elevated blood lead levels.
Dr. Ann Chukut with the Centers for Disease Control, USA Radio News.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twinkly sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
The pandemic negatively affected both in-person and remote education, according to American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten. Lieutenant Governor of Virginia Winsome Sears says schools should have stayed open during the pandemic.
She was one of the major proponents of closing our schools, and unfortunately, most of these Democrat governors listened to her and did exactly that. And now they're saying, oh, you know, just forget about it. No, the problems are existing.
Math and reading test results have declined overall for children in 2022 compared to pre-pandemic levels, according to the National Assessment of Economic Progress. Twitter's new owner is giving the social media giant a closer look.
Elon Musk is bringing in his people to inspect Twitter from top to bottom. Musk has Tesla engineers interviewing Twitter engineers to begin looking through the company's product and code. Twitter's former head of consumer product, Kayvon Bakepour, is seen in the building after he was fired by Twitter's former CEO back in May. David Sachs, a chief operating officer and product leader of PayPal, has also been spotted in the hallway since the takeover. Musk is a former CEO of PayPal. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In Arizona, Libertarian Senate candidate Mark Victor announces he's dropping out of the race and endorsing Republican Senate candidate Blake Masters. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.